For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning, brought to you by Midsoda, trailer sales and service in Avon. This week, we focus on the pork industry. Their pork congress held this past Tuesday and Wednesday. Minnesota Pork CEO Jill Ressler joining us and saying they had a wonderful 2 days in Mankato.
On Monday, we were able to host our annual meeting and focus on some really important topics in the industry related to, you know, the strategic direction of both the Minnesota Pork Board, Minnesota Pork Producers Association organizations. Also had an election of our board of directors, then also engaged in some discussion around a resolution around supporting the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan. So lots of business was conducted at our annual meeting. Overall, a really great discussion and engagement from our farmer leaders. And then we really had a great evening rolling right into our annual awards reception, where we get to honor individuals from across the industry for the contributions that they've made. And then, of course, the next day we geared right up for Minnesota Pork Congress, second year being hosted in Mankato. So it was really kind of that exciting second year in a new location.
I mentioned that, Jill, when it comes to awards, the hardest thing has to be in narrowing down everybody, because there's such great folks in the Minnesota pork industry.
You're so right, Joe. The number of people in the pork industry that are deserving of these awards really is just humbling. There's so many good people in this industry, and so whether it's, you know, our Distinguished Service Award recipients or our Swine Manager of the Year, it's fun to see those individuals recognized, and then also, you know, being able to watch our farmer leaders pick who's selected each year. It's also exciting to see, you know, the depth of the pool of nominations for individuals that don't get selected, which really ensures that this recognition of wonderful people in the Minnesota pork industry will continue on for years to come.
When it comes to elections, Jill gave us an update on who was newly elected.
Yeah, you know, this year we were able to actually move from two governing boards of directors to a single governing board of directors. That's something that came out of our 2021-2023 strategic plan for Minnesota pork. So we worked through the bylaw updates for that. So now we have a singular board of directors that's serving both the Minnesota Pork Board and Minnesota Pork Producers Association. And you're absolutely right. We were able to elect new officers for that. So for the next year, Daryl Timmerman will serve as our board president. Todd Selvick will serve as our vice president. And then Dr. Abby Radolin will serve as our secretary. So exciting times to see new leaders step up, certainly not new to the board, but new to the leadership positions they now will hold within the organization.
Minnesota Pork CEO Jill Ressler talks about the Swine Health Improvement Plan and gives details on that, as that was a priority of discussion.
Modeled really after the National Poultry Improvement Plan, it really brings together both state and federal government and then industry as well to really align and streamline our preparedness efforts as it relates to foreign animal diseases. So the resolution really focused on the engagement that we would like to see across the state with Minnesota pig farmers, because it really is going to be an important tool in the event that we have an incursion of a foreign animal disease in the U.S. You know, especially the greatest threat to our industry today is African swine fever. This tool, this program, the hope is that it would allow us to get back to business continuity as soon as possible, and that's really important not only domestically but also as we look at international markets, because we continue to export between 25% and 30% of the pork produced in this country. So that's going to be a really significant step for us to get back to business continuity.
Now the work isn't done, as this coming Wednesday is their day on the Hill in St. Paul.
That is correct. We will be up in St. Paul with a group of Minnesota pig farmers engaging with our elected officials. So always an exciting time to be in St. Paul. And really an important thing for farmers to do, not just Minnesota pig farmers, but farmers in general. You know, we have, as we look at the concentration of leadership and representation across the state of Minnesota, it's increasingly important that people from rural areas continue to be engaged in that legislative process to ensure that our elected officials understand the significance of agriculture in our rural communities and quite honestly, across the state of Minnesota, not only from an economic driver, but just, you know, the value that agriculturalists bring to the state as a whole.
A day on a hill is very important for producers to attend and also industry reps. And also it's very important for our state legislators, as we see this as a moment to educate, as many are so far removed from daily life on a pork or any kind of farm here in Minnesota.
You know, I think that's a real opportunity and quite honestly an obligation of organizations like Minnesota Pork and our stakeholders to engage with those elected officials to help them understand the value and significance of agriculture in this state. And, you know, as we look at leadership across, whether it's committees or caucuses, you know, it's certainly not our expectation for individuals to be, you know, subject matter experts on any given part of agriculture. But what is always really encouraging and refreshing is to see genuine curiosity from the individuals that are leading, you know, especially committees that are really important to agriculture, to just have a curious mind around the issues that are really of significance to Minnesota pig farmers across the state of Minnesota.
Not only connecting with our legislative leaders, but our state agencies is vital.
Absolutely. In fact, we see that as just as important to engage with our agency partners as with our legislators, because as we know, a lot of the regulatory pieces across the state are coming, you know, through rulemaking with our agency partners as well. And we're certainly seeing that come to fruition in spades as we look at a lot of the work that Minnesota pig farmers are doing within the sustainability space. And as pig farmers, you know, we're really working to take a more holistic approach to the sustainability work. Oftentimes, I think we can get caught up in really focusing on, you know, greenhouse gas emissions or carbon sequestration. But the pork industry as a whole really is taking that higher level, more holistic approach to sustainability and seeking out to look at what we're doing across people, pigs, and the planet to make sure that we are sustainable across all of those fronts within the pork industry.
Minnesota Pork CEO Jill Ressler joining us. I mentioned when it comes to legislative issues, are there one or two things they're keeping an eye on or want to stress at this moment in time?
The threat of a foreign animal disease in this country for the pork industry that happens to be African swine fever that is the most concerning. You know, it's really important that we continue to have expertise and representation on the Board of Animal Health. Now, there's been a number of bills, a couple specifically that have been introduced that would fundamentally change the jurisdictional authority and structure of the Board of Animal Health. That's certainly something that we are engaged on and making sure that we're voicing our concerns with some of those proposed changes. You know, on a positive front, you know, some of the homestead tax credits, you know, that limit, so that bill is moving through. There was a hearing in the tax committee. That's something that's actually really positive for agriculture to actually raise the ceiling of that to $3.5 million for a homestead credit. So that's really important and a good step for agriculture as a whole. But, you know, anytime you have a single-party controlled legislature, there's certainly going to be things that you need to keep on your radar, and I would say the pace of which we're seeing legislation introduced in St. Paul during this legislative session, quite honestly, is unprecedented. And so it's made our work, the work that we're doing in St. Paul on behalf of Minnesota pig farmers, just that much more significant as we navigate some of those opportunities and challenges through proposed legislation that we've seen to date.
Minnesota Pork CEO Jill Ressler joining us here on Chasm Radio, your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service.